that was Mark's father.
Mark
O'Prey's father. Mark O'Prey's son. My full name's Ian O'Prey.
So Ian, you know, it's been a couple of months, a good couple of months since I last spoke to you, and you're still waiting for answers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nicola Sturgeon has put me on to her secretary, and she said that she'll arrange and we're going to speak person to person about it. And I said, if there's anything you can do, because I'm just going up against a blank wall so far. So,
how does that make you feel? You're just asking for answers, you're trying for answers, and you're just getting nothing.
Well, I think everybody, the authorities, and I just think that's the way they operate. Nobody will commit themselves in case they get tripped up later on. You shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have said this. You know, but everybody just clams up. They're not allowed to speak to anybody, you know, officially. They're not allowed to speak to anybody that was in the building that night. Officially, it's just taboo, not allowed. No way. We've asked to speak to the person that was last with Mark, the paramedic, a female paramedic.
What do you think your son Mark would say about all this? No answers for you guys.
My son was typically anti-establishment, so he would say dig and dig and dig and keep digging, and that's what I'm trying to do, but they wear me out, you know, because you keep shouting and nobody's listening. But I spoke to Nicola Sturgeon and she was very receptive. She was excellent the way she spoke to me, and empathy, she was absolutely spot on in my regard for her. A high regard anyway for her, but her regard, she was lovely. She gave me a cuddle and she put me on to a personal secretary. So I have to communicate with the personal secretary through her.